Drastic measures, laid off workers holed up inside the business that fired them, refusing to leave until the company pays up.
A sit-in at a closed Chicago factory has entered a fifth day as laid off union workers refuse to leave until the plant's reopened or they receive severance pay and accrued vacation time.
Republic is a manufacturer that shuttered its factory on Friday after Bank of America elected not to extend a loan to keep the company going.
Back in December of 2008, the nation's eyes were on Chicago. The Republic Windows and Doors Company announced it would be closing its factory because Bank of America refused to extend a necessary loan. Facing the loss of their jobs, 200 workers occupied the building and refused to leave.
Lalo has been working at Republic Windows and Doors for 34 years. He's the most senior employee here, and he's going to say a few words. Lalo.
Now, I don't think it's fair, you know, to the company do that, you know, just close, you know, from one moment to another one and kick all the employees out on the street. I think, you know, Bank of America, you know, have a lot to do, you know, with this problem that we have over here right now. So Bank of America is one of the banks, you know, that they receive billions of dollars from the government. And nothing for the workers.
Members of the United Electrical Workers Union occupied the factory in shifts, while outside in the snow, other trade unionists showed their support.
Workers have shown the whole working class what to do. We say, Bank of America, you got bailed out, we got sold out. You got bailed out, we got sold out.
6 days into the sit-in, Bank of America agreed to extend the loan to the company. After a unanimous vote to end the occupation, the workers left the factory through the front doors and declared victory.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
As you may know, back in 2008, we was not the only plant that closed abruptly like that. There were many plant closures in Chicago, all over the country. But what made us unique was our decision to fight back.
Ricky Macklin is vice president of UE Local 10. At the union's headquarters in Chicago, he looked back on the successful occupation.
We were fighting a big boss who was a multimillionaire, as well as Bank of America and Chase Bank. So, you know, these are giants, and we were like grasshoppers to them, you know. And we won. We won because we fought.
But that wasn't the end of it for the workers. After the occupation, Republic sold the business to a California-based company, Sirius Materials. And in February 2012, that company announced it planned to close the factory down. Once again, the workers decided to occupy the factory, demanding it be kept open for 90 days, to allow time for another company to buy the business. This time, after just 9 hours, the managers agreed.
We'll never be defeated! The workers united!
But after 90 days, no one had come forward to buy the factory. So, the workers decided to try and run the business themselves.
We have a saying that Republic walked away from our jobs and Sirius walked away from our jobs, but we didn't walk away from our jobs. And now moving forward, we workers, we now, as being owners, now we have a direct say in the direction that we want to move.
When we start occupying and the second time, I start talking with the people about if nobody bought the company, probably we could create a cooperative.
Armando Robles is president of the United Electrical Workers Local Union.
And the idea to have the cooperatives is more like conserve our jobs and creating jobs and help the community.
To that end, Dennis Kelleher has been running classes with a group of workers from the factory to learn how to run a cooperative business.
We are, in some respects, breaking new ground here. Particularly in Chicago, we're breaking new ground because we don't have a worker cooperative this size and manufacturing.
Kelleher is executive director of the Center for Workplace Democracy.
One of the skills that for many people is relatively new is cooperative skills, skills that get us used to working in groups, get us used to discussing issues, being transparent in how we operate, and working on developing a very democratic workplace.
Setting up the new cooperative has not been easy. After the occupation of the factory, Sirius Materials agreed to sell the equipment to the workers if they could come up with the cash. An even bigger obstacle, says Macklin, has been the perception that the workers couldn't run the business.
We're taught that, oh, you can't do this, that you're inferior to doing this, that you need us to do this. And that's just not so. I mean, in most of your jobs, they run just great without bosses and supervisors.
New era windows would be just that, a new era for worker-owned businesses. After the first factory occupation, Ricky Macklin took part in a victory tour of the country, giving talks in different towns and cities, encouraging other workers to take similar action. Now he says he wants others to follow the Chicago workers in taking control of their workplaces.
May I tell you a quick story right quick? This is one that I used to tell during our victory tour. I remember years ago when I was a small child, I went to the circus. And at the circus, from where I was sitting at, I seen this humongous elephant. Elephants are truly some big creatures. And I looked down, and this huge elephant was being held in place by this small ring and chain to one leg. And I'm looking at this small chain and peg holding this huge elephant. And I asked one of the elephant trainers, how is that little chain holding that big elephant? And he explained to me, he said, when the elephants are young, they put the chain on the elephant and the elephant tries to move. And at this time, the elephant is small, so he really can't move. And as the elephant grows, he reaches a point where he doesn't even try to move the peg anymore because he remembers when he couldn't move it. And now here this elephant is able to move buildings, but will not try to move this peg. And I looked at that now as an adult. The workers, we are this huge elephant, and we're being held down because we were told that we could never win, that we couldn't move, that we were powerless. And the elephant in the room has awakened, and we're no longer going to be held down by these idiotic preconceived notions of how weak we are, when we know in reality that the workers are the ones that make the world move.
For Making Contact, I'm George Lavender in Chicago, Illinois.